Jump into the leadership game. Rise to the challenge and apply to become a DKM first-timer or a JP Morgan Chase Fellow. This is an exciting experience that will take your leadership skills to a new level. You'll learn from ACB passionate leaders and mentors. You continue your leadership journey. Don't delay. Apply today. For more information, please visit https://www.acb.org/2023first-timers or contact Kenneth Simeon Sr. at simeon.k@outlook.com.
Opinions expressed on ACB Media are those of the content creators and should not be assumed to reflect product endorsements or the views of the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind. I'm Brian McCallan. We're going to Monterey, California. It's just over an hour away from San Jose. It's home to beautiful beaches, a large aquarium, and one of Forrest Gump's favorite seafood restaurants. And there's a special place in nearby Pacific Grove, the Blind and Visually Impaired Center of Monterey County. BVIC's Executive Director, Stephen Macias, joins us to explain how the center provides services for Monterey County's visually impaired. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you, Brian, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Glad you're here, too. Tell us about yourself and the Blind and Visually Impaired Center.
So about me, I serve as the executive director for the Blind and Visually Impaired Center of Monterey County. I started this position back in March 2020, almost 2 weeks before the pandemic really took full effect. Prior to that, I served as the executive administrator at WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca. And before I was recruited there, I served as the senior administrative assistant for the James Martin Center for Nuclear Nonproliferation Studies. And prior to that, I served as chief of staff for Secretary Leon Panetta. So I would say, you know, all these roles kind of culminated and builded into, you know, this role that I'm in now, serving in a nonprofit capacity. You know, what is the Blind and Visually Impaired Center of Monterey County, or BVIC? Mm-hmm. So our mission is to empower the blind and visually impaired through education, skills training, support services, you know, really taking a hands-on approach. You know, a few of the services we offer is our Marjorie McNeely Low Vision Clinic, where clients are first evaluated, you know, for eye exams, you know, to figure out how we can best retain their remaining vision and best offer supportive services. From there, clients head next door to our assistive technology center, where they are showcased devices based on the doctor's recommendations to help them with their remaining vision. Now, these can include things such as, you know, handheld magnifiers, CCTVs, but also, you know, just lighting adjustments. Simple things, you know, could have a huge impact on someone. Once they've finished up there, they can then be divided into other services such as orientation and mobility trainings, which is, you know, providing purposeful and safe movement, you know, with a cane. We have also our daily living skills, which is teaching someone how to cook, clean, and, you know, just manage money, how to do, you know, basic life tasks. So that, you know, is just a brief overview of our services that we offer. As for our programs, we are currently hosting 3 support group sites. Our first support group site is in Pacific Grove. It's our longest and has been around since the early 1970s. We, in the last few years, have established a second location in Soledad, which allows us to reach our clients in South Monterey County. And then our county seat, the city of Salinas, is our 3rd support group location site, where we offer a bilingual support group for our Spanish-speaking clients, And that, you know, is a huge improvement for us, really establishing ourselves throughout the county of Monterey. We also offer Braille classes and instruction, as well as cooking instruction and ceramics.
That's a lot of opportunities. And I know the Central Coast has a big Hispanic population, so I think it's very good that you're serving them. So about the optometry services, when you check their vision, did you hire a professional optometrist from another eye care center?
So on staff, we actually have two part-time optometrists. Both are certified and have, you know, degrees in their special field. They are low vision optometrists, which means that they specialized in that field in their education. And one of them happened to work for us prior, left to go travel overseas, and has now returned. And our second one is actually the low vision optometrist for the VA center, the Veterans Affairs Center in Marina. So we're lucky to have her on staff as well.
Yeah, that's excellent that you've got a staff that can not only check the vision, but I assume this is the procedure, correct? You check their vision, you actually check their vision first, and then you actually put them through the other services. Or can it be sort of the other way around?
As you stated, it is how we do it. We usually have doctors provide a referral with their most recent eye exam. That comes into our office. We schedule them for an appointment. Our optometrist sees them. And from there, you know, we provide services.
All right. Now, so how does the center teach orientation mobility?
So on staff, we have an orientation and mobility instructor. When clients are referred to orientation and mobility through the doctor's recommendations, they're given their first cane for free. From there, training is conducted either at the person's home. It could be at a common center, you know, something as such as a mall or a shopping center. But we also, you know, take it a step further and, you know, are willing to do travel training, such as working with Monterey Salinas Transit, our bus service out here, to provide, you know, safe travel for someone getting on and off the bus, helping them with their routes. You know, so it really is an in-depth, comprehensive program with many follow-up visits. It's not something we can complete in a single day.
You have a vision rehabilitation therapist. What's her role or his role in teaching independent living?
So her role is teaching clients daily life skills, but also providing the smaller, more assistive devices that we offer, such as talking clocks, large print calendars. In her daily routine, she visits with clients at their home and works with them on either coating their clothes, making sure, you know, socks match, but also working with them on identifying money, teaching them how to cook safely, teaching them how to clean, teaching them skills that allow them to retain their independence. So things, you know, that others may take for granted as a simple task, you know, may not be so simple for someone who is visually impaired. So she tries to make it where they can still do that task to the best of their ability.
So they learn personal care, they learn how to clean, and they learn how to cook. There are just a few skills that you guys teach. There's also, as you mentioned, an assistive technology lab. What sort of AT devices can the clients learn to use?
So they can learn to use almost any device, new device, old device, geared towards those with visual impairments. Working my way around the room, we have handheld magnifiers of varying magnification from 1x all the way to 6x. We have an assortment of lamps. Each lamp is unique both in size and brightness capability, because sometimes adjusting the lighting truly makes a significant impact. We also have our wall of filters, which are glasses that go over the eyes that filter different lighting. For example, we have lenses that are tinted green, yellow, lenses that are tinted brown, tinted purple, you know, all of which provide a different benefits. We have our CCTVs, which enhance magnification of, for example, the mail or the newspaper. And we have specialized CCTVs where with the press of a button, it will capture the text on the screen from your mail and read it aloud to you. With the CCTVs, we have both the large versions, which are the ones that are about the size of a large computer screen that sit on a table. But then we have the handheld ones ranging from 5 inches, 8 inches, and 11 inches to about the size of a tablet, as well as a few specialized devices such as the OrCam, which connects to your lenses, which allows the text to be captured from whatever it is you are holding in your hand and read to you in your ear, and a few other specialized devices such as monocles and other magnifiers that really allow someone to, you know, make use of their vision.
So they learn to use CCTVs, the text-to-speech software, the pocket magnifiers. We talked about the low vision clinic a little bit earlier, but tell us more how the clinic is involved in low vision diagnosis, testing, and treatment.
So what the doctor does is she performs her evaluations using specialized, you know, tools, but also tests geared towards visual impairment. She then showcases the product directly to the clients and they confirm, you know, yes, this benefits me. No, this does not. And from there, they go next door where they can get more of a hands-on experience working with that device. Now, I know the cost of devices is quite expensive. We thankfully have a fund in place to establish a scholarship where clients can apply for it and pay just a minimum copay as low as 3% of the cost of the total device.
There's a lot of low vision devices that you sell. What sort of assistive devices does BVIC sell?
We sell everything that was previously mentioned, and we are fortunate enough to have a few loaner items as well. Our usual items include the HumanWare Explore 8, which is one of the handheld CCTVs. And then we have a few MaxiAid products that sell as well. These are the talking clocks, talking keychains, where with the press of a button reads the time to you. And our, one of our newest popular devices is the Victor Trek Reader, which allows an individual to take notes, but also serves as a GPS, helping someone get from point A to point B with the instructions and route measured in steps instead of miles or yards as a traditional GPS.
Trek Reader, is that from the makers of the Victor Stream?
Yes, it is one of our, you know, main products that we sell and always have on stock.
Okay. And you've also, I understand, have got talking watches, voice recorders, even large print TV remotes. Is that true? Large print TV remotes?
That is true. We have large print TV remotes and large print phones. So we truly carry anything and everything you can think of. And if there's something that we don't have, we have the capability to order it.
And who do you order that from? Any specific companies?
Many of our products come from Eschenbach. And then the other majority of our products come from MaxiAids, low vision aids. You know, there are a few independent companies reorder things from, a few Canadian-based companies as well that, you know, had the smart cane that we ordered one of, as well as a sonar device that you clip on to your shirt that'll vibrate as you approach a curb or something blocking your path.
Now, the canes, do they come from Ambutech?
They do come from Ambutech, and through a grant we received a few years ago, we are able to provide the first cane free to those receiving orientation and mobility services.
All right. Tell us about some of your other instructors, like your orientation mobility instructors who make the traveling magic happen.
So the orientation and mobility instructors receive the client lists from our intake and office coordinator after they had been seen by our low vision optometrist. What their job is to go out in the community, again, either to a person's home or to a public place where the person frequents, to teach them how to safely navigate. This can be include, you know, how to safely cross the street, how to board a bus, how to navigate aisles in a shopping, you know, in a grocery store. And so there really is no limitation on where clients can be seen. In the past, we've had clients who have wanted to travel from, for example, their house to a restaurant a few blocks away. So our orientation mobility specialist works with them to safely navigate that route. And we are currently hiring a second contractor in April to serve more of South Monterey County. Monterey geographically is quite large. The county stretches from one end to the other, almost 2 hours in one direction traveling on the freeway. So having, you know, two of these instructors to really divide and conquer the area will truly benefit us and our clients.
Do you also offer seminars for the blind too on resources for independent living?
We do. So in our support groups, currently only in Pacific Grove and Salinas, we partner with other senior service providers, such as the Central Coast Center for Independent Living, Independent Transportation Network of Monterey County, to have them come in during each support group, give a brief presentation on the services they offer, but then also encourage our clients to follow up with them and to, you know, assist with any applications that are needed, just to really, you know, provide the benefit to the clients we see. So we do partner quite expansively in the community with other senior organizations as well, as well as the Department of Rehab. We currently are the recipient of their older blind individuals grants.
OIB, yeah.
OIB, which has, you know, really contributed significantly to the success of the organization.
Now, I know various blind agencies also have got to offer fun programs for clients. What sort of fun programs, and I mean fun programs and activities, does BBIC offer clients?
So we currently offer a ceramics class, which is free of charge and open to any clients. We just concluded a Tai Chi class that ran for 3 months. Previous to that, we had offered fitness as well as a yoga and Pilates class. We are also in the midst of planning group trips. Currently, we have the Pacific Grove Museum of Natural History, the Steinbeck Center, and one of our local wineries, Odonata Vineyards, who have graciously donated admission and free tastings to our clients of the Blind Center. So that will start up in June of this year. And then every November, we host a fall gala and silent auction. And last year, the Congressman Jimmy Panetta was fortunate, and, you know, we were fortunate enough to have him serve as our keynote speaker for the event. So, you know, we are currently still expanding our fun activities, and we'll also be hosting movies with descriptive audio text as well.
Now you're referring to the John Steinbeck Center that's in Salinas, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what services and activities is the organization going to offer, say, a year from now, 2 years from now, et cetera?
You know, looking forward, we are in the process of establishing a second low vision clinic in the heart of Salinas, in Old Town Salinas. So that'll be crucial into really allowing us to serve a good majority of the Monterey County residents. You know, one of the things I pushed for with our Soledad support group was that the city of King City, which is in South County, a bus ride from King City to our Pacific Grove office is 3.5 hours one way and 3.5 hours back. And if you're in our clinic for 2 to 3 hours, that's your entire day. Having this low vision clinic in Salinas will drastically reduce travel time, where the bus ride from King City to Salinas is now only 45 minutes, which is huge in cutting down time by almost a third. You know, and having the Soledad location, which is closer to King City for support groups, makes the travel time only 25 minutes. One of the things I also want to focus on is having more group trips. I'm arranging transportation through MV, which is the paratransit rides company here in Monterey County, who is actually able to provide us group travel for our group trips. So that is something I would like to continue to expand on, as well as expanding on a new arts program, either something with watercolors or paints. And of course, continuing our successful programs of ceramics, braille classes, support groups, and our biweekly luncheon that we do as well.
Do you work with the nearby blindness organizations in bigger cities like San Jose and San Francisco to collaborate on how you might improve programs?
I have recently reached out to the San Diego Center for the Blind,
mm-hmm.
just because they are a model that I am trying to not necessarily mimic, but they have their new offices, they have their staffing and their programs, but also just to see, you know, how their business is ran. You know, thankfully, when I was chief of staff for Secretary Leon Panetta, as well as also serving as the executive administrator at WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca, I really got an inside track on how events are managed and ran. And so, you know, I alone feel comfortable in bringing new programs to the Blind Center.
How might our listeners get in touch with BVIC if they need any help?
So they can call us directly, and that number is 831-649-3505. They can also email us at vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, at blindandlowvision, all spelled out, .org. And they can always visit our website, yeah, blindandlowvision.org as well.
Anything else you'd like to add?
You know, Brian, I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with me. And if there's anything I can be of, you know, help in the future, please let me know.
I will. Stephen, let's hope our listeners will contact BVIC and take advantage of these great services. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Before we go, listeners, I welcome your comments on this program. Just visit and like me on Facebook at Speaking Out for the Blind, or follow me on X at Speak Out Blind or Speak Out for the Blind. You can also check out my website at speakingoutfortheblind.weebly.com. More information on today's show is posted there. Just look under the list of episodes and show news tab. In my show archive is at speaking-out-for-blind.pinecast.co. That's all for this edition of Speaking Out for the Blind. Thanks for listening, and remember to speak out.
You are listening to ACB Media One, also known as Mainstream, the flagship of the ACB Media Network. The ACB Media Network is a service of the American Council of the Blind. Please visit us at acbradio.org.